Welcome to Daf in Depth, Brachos Daf Beis. The Mishnah begins, Me'emosai keri neshma ba'arvis misho'o she'akehanim nechnasim lechel b'shumasan atsof ha'shmura harishona. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. From when may a person begin reading Kriya Shema? The Mishnah says, misho'o she'akehanim nechnasim lechel b'shumasan. When is that zman? So the Gemara says, Omar mar misho'o she'akehanim nechnasim lechel b'shumasan. Michti kehanim emas ka'achli truma. When do kehanim? From when do kehanim start eating truma? Answers the Gemara, Mishas tzeza kechavim. From the time of tzeza kechavim, when it starts becoming night. So this is the zman of the beginning of reciting Shema, our Stam Mishnah, tzeza kechavim. The Gemara seems to say, a little bit further up, that this is learned out from the Pasuk, b'shach b'chav kumecha, that the time to say Shema is when a time that a person is laying down to go to bed, which is seemingly nighttime. If you look on Amud Beis, Brachos Daf Beis Amud Beis, the Gemara brings a few other brises, a few other shittas, that have an earlier time for when a person may begin reciting Shema. Now, if you take a look in Tosfos on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, Dibur HaMaskel Me'emasai, Tosfos has a discussion for why we begin reciting Shema earlier. Many have the custom that they will daven Ma'ariv and say Shema even before Tzeisak Echavim. So Tosfos towards the end says, Al Kain Oymeri, the Vade Kriya Shema shall be Knesses Iker. Va'anu shemispalel in Arvis mba'od yoyim, Sfirolon kahani tanoi, the Gemara, the Amri, Misho, Shekidesh Ayoyim, the Gam Misho, Shebnei Adam, Nechnasim Lahasev, the Hainu Sudas Erev Shabbos, Vihi Hoysa mba'od yoyim, Ma'oysa Shah Vizman Tfilo. Tosfos says that we rely on the opinions on Daf Beis Amud Beis that say that a person may begin reciting Shema even earlier than the Zman that's brought in our Mishnah, which is Tzeisak Echavim. A person may begin reciting Shema from the earlier times. Shagas Aryeh comes and asks a very strong question. How could we rely on those opinions? Our Mishnah is a Stam Mishnah. It says, Me'emosai keri neshma ba'arvis, misho'o she'akehanim nechnasim lechel b'shumasan, which is a Stam Mishnah. And the Shita of our Mishnah is Tzeisak Echavim. So how could we begin reciting Shema and rely on the Shitas that say that you could begin reciting Shema even earlier? So to answer this question is a tshuva from the Oneg Yom Tov that brings out a very important point from a Gemara later on Daf Ches Amud Beis as follows. There the Gemara brings the Shita of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, which discusses two cases. One case the Gemara discusses is where a person was not able to read Shema until after Amud HaShachar. And the Gemara says that even if he read it after Amud HaShachar, he could be yotzei his mitzvah. And the Gemara says on the top of the Daf Tes Amud Aleph, the ika inchi deganu bahi shaita. Since there are people that are still sleeping at that time, it's still considered night for those few. And you could be yotzei the mitzvah of Kriya Shema of nighttime. And so too, if a person recited Kriya Shema after Amud HaShachar but before Netz, he could be yotze his mitzvah of Kriya Shema shel Yom. Why? The ika inchi dekaimi bahi shaita. The Gemara says on the bottom of Ches Amud Beis, there are people who are up at that time. Which means to say that although the Vaday Zman Shchiva is during Vaday Laila, which comes from Tzeisak Echavim until Amud HaShachar, the time after Amud HaShachar is a time when some people are up and some people are sleeping. And that's why the Torah says, b'shach b'cha of kumecha, that a private person, a singular person, if he's in a situation where he missed his man Kriya Shema, he's able to read Kriya Shema for the nighttime even after Amud HaShachar. Because the Torah said that the Zman is a Zman of Shechiva and a Zman of Kima for a singular person, b'shach b'cha of kumecha. Now let's return to that base. The Mishnah says that the Zman of Kriya Shema shel Arvis begins at Tzeisak Echavim. That's the Zman which is Vaday Laila. Now take a look at the Braises on Daf Beis Amud Beis. The Lashon of the Braise is Me'emosai Maschilin Likros Kriya Shema Ba'arvis. Me'emosai Maschilin Likros Shema Ba'arvis. Two separate Braises. The Lashon of our Mishnah is Me'emosai Koirin Shema Ba'arvis. The Negantiv says that the Braises on Amud Beis are saying, when does a person begin reading Kriya Shema? That's when a person begins going to sleep. Not everyone goes to sleep at that time. the time that everyone goes to sleep, the time that is a Zman Shechiva for everybody, which is Kairin, that's Seisak HaChavim. But there are those, there are Yechidim, that go to sleep early. Says the Einig Yamtif, that although the Ikr Zman is from Seisak HaChavim, in a situation where a person is in Einis, just like on Dav Ches Amud Beis, where a person is in Einis at the end of the night, and he didn't read the Kriya Shema of the nighttime, he could read Kriya Shema of night, even though it's not a Zman Shechiva for everybody, it's after Amud HaShachar. So too, in a situation where there's a Tzibur, that's in a situation of an Einis, that they can't wait until Tzisak HaChavim to read Shema, they can rely on the fact that there are those people that begin going to sleep earlier in the day, and they can read Shema at that time.